Hi, hello, kia ora, welcome back to the show. I'm very excited to have it in the studio right now. I always prefer it when I have guests in here with me. Bryony Matthews, good morning.
Good morning.
New album out today.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But before we get into that, how are you? Are you well?
I'm well. Yep, yeah, no, I'm well. I've just had a wee first school holidays because my daughter's at school now up in Golden Bay.
So that was nice. Okay.
And feeling good that kind of all the admin side of the tour and everything is winding down, and so I actually get to do it. So that's nice
so funny.
Too.
You're the second artist I've talked to this morning who's mentioned the admin of it all.
Yeah.
Admin-y.
Yes. It's so full on. It's a full time job.
Oh, that's not great. I guess you just want to make music, really.
Yeah.
So anyway, new album out today. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, so it's called We're All the Same, and I've been working on it for like 3 years.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making, and I do need to give a shout out to Boosted NZ and all the people that contributed on there and on Kickstarter that actually helped me make this.
Wow.
Because without that, I wouldn't be here. So thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have so much like public support.
I know. It's really amazing because when you do it, you'd like freak out that no one's going to help. And then they do.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the inspiration behind
this album?
Yeah.
I guess the name that's a track on the album, We're All the Same, was the inspiration. I actually wrote that song quite a few years ago, and I wrote it just after I'd recorded my first album, so I couldn't put it on the album.
Oh right,
but it's this quite special song to me that I wanted to release, and it's always like as soon as I knew I was going to make another album, I knew it was going to be called We're All the Same.
Wow,
because I guess it's just something in those words that rings.
Yeah,
with me.
Right.
And so it's a collection of older and newer, I guess, like pre-baby and post-baby songs.
Is there like a noticeable difference?
Well, the older songs are like old kind of, you know, unrequited love songs and, know, those kind of things.
Yeah, classics.
Whereas post-baby is, obviously, there are definitely songs about being a mother and having a child and like the ups and downs and the beauty and all those kind of things.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess people have to tell me if they can notice a difference.
So was it a case of obviously the single and track We're All the Same?
Yeah.
You really loved that. So was it kind of all, I've got a write some more songs to build an album around that, or
not really?
Right.
I guess it's kind of half and half. There are some songs that are quite old, that I brought back to life. Because when I started making music with a band, and particularly with Josh Holmes, who is Junus Orca, who produced this album, like I brought back a lot of older songs because they got revamped, and you know, he turned them into something new, and I kind of found a second life for them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And like, I didn't need to write any new song. It was more of actually like I had a whole list of songs and I had to cross some off.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm always amazed how many songs musicians produce that aren't ever released.
Yeah, I have lots of those.
It boggles me. I don't know how you could do that. It's so painful.
Some songs, they have their life and then you get over them. But then the ones that I haven't gotten over, like I release.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And you're also going on tour well.
Yes, very excited. Next Friday, I have my first show in Oamaru at the Greenstone Gallery.
Oh, so, lovely.
Yep, so going down to that, and then the Sunday, the 7th, I'm doing my big band show at Space Academy, which I'm very excited about. I've got like 7 of my friends amazing musicians.
Big band. Yep. Oh my God. Yep. Wow.
So we've been practicing actually here in the Salt Box, which has been great.
Oh, good. Thank you for mentioning that. Do you do the big band thing often?
No.
Right. No. Wow.
That's why it's super exciting. And I usually just do it for something like maybe if I'm doing like a festival or an album release.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
wow. Oh my god. Is it more of a balancing act with that many people?
For this one, it's more about. So pretty much, I had I've had some people play on the album, and then Josh produced it, and he did a lot that is just for the the produced album for listening. And now that we've got all these musicians, we're kind of breaking it apart again.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and kind of. There's a little bit of free reign, but not too much.
I like how there's going to be a bit of difference between the recorded songs live songs.
Yeah.
Do you find when you play a song live, it kind of changes its meaning for you, or you get a different perspective on it?
I don't know if I get a different perspective. I just feel really happy.
Yeah,
to have
a
whole lot of people playing my music with me is a really satisfying feeling.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I, yeah, that's when I kind of feel valued, I suppose.
Yeah, oh, I love that. And so where can people get tickets for that?
Tickets, so Under the Radar, 15 pre-sale, 20 on the door. Please go and buy your tickets. Don't be like everyone else in Christchurch and wait till the last second.
Oh my god, it's so bad now. Why does everyone do that?
You're like, please. People are coming. I'm
just
sure they're
like
coming.
Plan ahead. Would it kill you? Honestly. And you mentioned before we came on, you're doing vinyls as well.
I am, it's something I just wanted to tick off my bucket list, really.
Yeah,
it's more
for me. I can imagine. totally.
I'm getting those in my hands next week, so I will have them at my shows throughout New Zealand. And you can also pre-order them and buy them on Bandcamp as well, and I can send them out to you.
Great. Yep. Fantastic.
And I also did one more thing, which this is my little gift to you, Liam.
Okay.
You're the very first person to have one.
I've
been working painstakingly for hours on making these little zines.
Oh my god, I love.
So this is a collection of my poetry that I don't really,
really?
Share with people, and images that I don't really share with people. And then at the very back, there's an album download.
Oh my god, so, this is so cool.
And I've just been spending hours folding them all and hand stitching them together with gold thread.
Yeah, the sweet tail it's got. Fantastic.
So I'll have 20 of these as well. I'll be selling these as part of my merch, but this is for you, Liam.
Oh, thank you.
Just to say thank you for your support.
I love it. Some great photos in here as well.
Thanks. I'm really stoked with it. But yeah, because I do write little bits of poems and things, but it's kind of a side of my stuff that I don't really share. And so,
because you release music, obviously, and that in a sense is sort of poetry.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling about releasing, other people's eyes, actual poetry?
I'm excited because it's something I've never done, and it's another side of my art that I'm excited to share with people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank
you. This is fantastic. It's beautiful looking. And some of these pictures don't look like they're from New Zealand.
No. Yeah. I took some of those pictures, 8 or 9 years ago when I was over in Europe. So, yeah, there's a whole little collection of pictures just that I've taken for my own that I'm but then I'm like, I think I might actually share these.
I'm going to Europe in, I think, about a month's time.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you recommend I do?
Go to Berlin. Go to Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. Everyone said Berlin. Yeah.
And Barcelona.
Yeah,
Barcelona's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Where else? I just love France. I love France.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam. And
well, I'm going to most of those places. I haven't planned Barcelona yet.
Go to Barcelona.
So, okay.
It's an awesome city. It's one of those awesome cities that has so much history and amazing, Gaudi architecture old town and really cool stuff. And it's cheap and it's livable, but beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Oh. It's just, it was one of the places where I was like, this is awesome.
Oh my god. Yep. Okay, well, thank you. That's good to have some advice. Finally, we're all the same. Where can people listen to it?
Yep, so Spotify, obviously. But if you want to like be more supportive, you can go to Bandcamp and like download the album digitally and pay for it.
Yeah, please.
But you can listen to it there, and you know, iTunes and all the regular. Great. Places.
Well, Bryony, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on all the things.
Thank you.
The album, getting vinyls of them done, because I know that's actually quite a difficult process.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And your wee little zine here as well.
Thank you.
Oh, I just noticed it's backwards on the back there. Oh my god, I love it. Anyway, we're gonna play the title track from the album. So We're All the Same, off the album We're All the Same. Yeah, enjoy, guys.
Something's troubling my mind beyond the day. Voices behind the hill, so very far away. And it's time to stop and bring us all together to lands under the sky. Cities that have fallen and glaciers that were high. And it's time to see the day. It's time to see the day. Feel my heart beats just the same as yours. We want the same things, you just haven't realized that we're all the same. Our blood runs through these lands, no matter how far we've moved. The earth feels so proud to us, what will we love? We know now that we and the earth are one. We're feeling broken now. Embrace this, embrace us and come back home. Embrace this, embrace us now.